It's good news for the struggling tertiary education sector. Officials have signalled work is underway to allow foreign students to return to New Zealand. Auckland's Mayor Phil Goff has asked the government to allow the city to test run a quarantine system that will allow students to enter the country. But the plan could mean some domestic students are moved from their university accommodation to make way for the impending arrivals. Katie Scotcher reports.
Universities across the country saw their profits plummet in the early stages of the pandemic as thousands of foreign students are stuck overseas. Many thought they wouldn't be able to travel to New Zealand until border restrictions were lifted. But Auckland's Mayor Phil Goff has asked the government to trial a quarantine system that will allow students to return to the city. If given the green light, he says the students could arrive in a few months' time.
What we don't want to do is to sacrifice the gains we've made in being one of the most successful countries in the world in containing coronavirus. At the same time, we know that we desperately need to generate economic recovery and the jobs to stop the serious hardship that many people will be finding as they lose their jobs because our income as a city and as a nation has gone down dramatically.
The University of Auckland says it's working with officials to figure out how international students could enter the country safely. It says it has sent a draft plan to Auckland Council on how this could work. Phil Goff says foreign students could be quarantined at university hostels.
We would have separate hostels or even maybe using hotels with strict controls for 14 days, the incubation period of COVID-19. And at the end of the 14 days, we could have confidence that these are people that will not be bringing COVID-19 into the country.
The University of Auckland has confirmed to RNZ it is considering moving domestic students out of halls to make way for international students that need to be quarantined. But it says it is still considering its options and no student will be left without accommodation. The chief executive of the Monaco Institute of Technology, Gus Gilmore, says he's also spoken to council officials about the possible return of international students. He says the Polytechnic lost about 1,000 foreign students in the pandemic's early stages and says allowing them to return to New Zealand would not only benefit the institute but the whole country.
Given the shortages in the trades in New Zealand, and of course we are UniTech and MIT are major suppliers of trained graduates.
The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says work is underway to allow international students to return.
Anyone coming into the country needs to do so in a way that is complying with those that 14-day quarantine or self or managed isolation, except on very rare circumstances where we can be very confident the risk is low. So yes, that does open up the option of international students coming into the country.
But when exactly foreign students will be able to return to New Zealand is still unclear. Many universities hope it will be in time for the second semester. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Katie Scott Churaho.